This is a new dimension in sound.
You're listening to TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio.
TalkZone.com.
Let's get back to Lawyers Who Needs Them on TalkZone.com. Once again, here are Jim and Randall.
Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm still Jim Hartman.
Are you sure? You haven't transformed yourself into someone else?
I don't know.
Weren't you... never mind. I was going to say, you played a part in a very famous movie that it didn't run very long, but Space Rabbi. And I thought you were great.
It didn't run at all. It walked. It right out of the bank and out of the theater and out of every...
Listen, I thought, you know, Captain Rabbi Geschwentner was a wonderful name for a space rabbi. The funny part was you had to do all that talking with that helmet on. That was not easy to do.
Nice.
Not easy. All right. Well,
okay.
We have some interesting information, some research that we've just uncovered that says a legal career consultant who studies the career of legal people indicates and concludes that 25% of all lawyers today wish they were doing something else.
Well, not only wish, but they want to leave the practice of law. And many, many others are willing to leave if they can get a different opportunity.
Okay.
Which indicates that it is a very tedious, unsatisfactory way to make a living. Now, that wasn't always so. I always enjoyed practicing. I was in the courtroom all the time.
That's right.
And
that's why no one could find you.
That's right. Well, if they looked around a corner at Gallagher's Saloon, they could have went once in a while where the boys met after the verdicts came in, either to celebrate the verdict or to drown your sorrows.
Oh, okay.
In any event, there's a lady by the name of Kate Neville who has this consulting service for lawyers, but she herself was a lawyer, and she was with a very prestigious, you know, I always say prestigious New York firm.
Right.
They all get sued. They all have bums, but I call them prestigious. This one is Simpson, Thatcher, and Bartlett, a very well-known firm.
Very well-known.
And she left to work because she didn't like it there. She left to work in-house for the chancellor of the New York City Public Schools. But she didn't like that either, and 3 years ago, she left to start Neville Career Consultants in Washington, D.C. Now, Neville, who consults with lawyers and getting them jobs and so on, says 20 to 25% of her clients affirmatively want to leave the law practice. They come in here and say, get me something else to do.
Right, right.
So... Yeah. And many are willing to consider leaving. That's in addition to the 25.
Right.
Others would say, well, I'll consider leaving because I'm not really happy, but
right.
I'm making a lot of money.
Right.
And, you know, that's the whole thing. I've always said if your waking hours, most of your waking hours are spent at your business, your
right.
profession, or your vocation, and you ought to be happy doing it. Money is not everything. But to a lawyer, that's not necessarily so.
Okay.
Right. So they say in-house could be an option. In other words, in-house means you go work in a corporation in the legal department rather than...
Right, right. Okay.
But anyway, it's interesting to know that many, many lawyers are unhappy being lawyers and are there simply because it pays a lot of money.
Well,
and a lot of it is very, you know, it's just drudgery.
Well, they could make more money if they became plumbers.
Because
I used to be a lawyer, but now I'm a plumber.
That's right. Well, it's a guy, you know, you heard the story about the guy who's fixing his sink, and he calls a plumber, and the plumber comes over, and the guy who's working his backside off, and he couldn't get it fixed. The plumber comes over and looks under the sink, pop, 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 2 minutes, it's finished. He says, what do I owe you? He says, $92.50. He said, $92.50? He said, are you crazy? I'm a lawyer, and I don't get that kind of money. And the plumber said, neither did I when I was a lawyer.
That's the deal. Well, plumbers are very important, especially if things are leaking, which is your specialty. Anyway, and the law, by the way, is not only, tedious, but it could also be dangerous. Here's a case where one lawyer stabbed another lawyer, and
we got about
2 minutes to talk about.
Well, this is an interesting case because these people were involved in a matrimonial situation, and one client's lawyer called this other lawyer. This was in Minnesota to say my client's wacky and I think he's coming over to do you some harm. But before he could make that call, this lawyer, Terry Ann Melcher, who was 54 and she was alone in her office at the time, and the suspect came in, Sheikh Niani, one of those guys, and came in and stabbed her 12 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And she had horrible injuries, according to the police. She was able to make a 911 call, but that was it. She suffered, as I said, these horrible injuries. And this is the second incident in the metropolitan area there in less than a decade. So you get battle pay there if you're a matrimonial lawyer.
Oh,
and
boy.
You should, because these people, their emotions run high. Now, this guy was absolutely a nut, no question about it. And that happens.
Probably why his wife wanted a divorce to begin with, because he was kooky.
Could be, right. He might be kooky.
Well, we hope you're not kooky. And we hope you stay away from those matrimonial situations. That is a part of the law which is threat.
Fraught.
Fraught.
Right.
Or fecund.
It's fraught with fretful things.
That's correct.
Or it's fraught with fraughtful things.
It could be that, too.
I'm a fraught. Can I tell you?
Stand by. You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.